Makes you feel real good to hear that song.
Doesn't it make you feel happy to hear that song? Just the, I want to talk like this. We are back for fantasy football conversation.
If you talk like that, I'll talk like Chris Collinsworth. I'll just be like, oh, that guy. He's got a guy. He got a guy like that. I can't believe he's making plays.
He got a guy.
He's got a guy.
I always liked the John Madden. You know, the team at the end of the game that has the most points can be a team that wins the game. You know, it's a sport that you play hard and boom, you hit hard and it's a great thing. And
it's a really good, it's a good John Madden.
You know.
I like it.
That was my era. I watched a lot of John Madden.
Yeah, for sure. Plus, like, playing Madden, you had, like, the nonstop. Like, the first iterations of Madden, he recorded, like, 20 sound bites.
I never played Madden.
You never played Madden?
No. Wow. My kid has Madden now, and I've tried to play it with him. But, like, I'm beyond, like, so many people are so good at Madden now.
Yeah.
Like, me starting Madden now, like, anybody you play against is just going to work
I remember playing, like, you know, Madden 94. You know, and things like that. So it's just like, you know.
94.
Yeah. You know, now it's like, it's so different. I haven't played in a long time. I bet I would just get destroyed. Because I don't play video games, period, at all.
I don't either.
No. I have PlayStation 3 is the last thing
I play, like, poker on my phone when I lay in bed, and I play, like, solitaire.
I play phone games.
Yeah, like, phone games. I don't play online. Like, my kids play Fortnite, and they have all the games, and they play all that stuff. I don't touch it.
No.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Nashville Restaurant Radio.
Week 3? Was that the last we recorded?
It's pretty bad.
Now we're in week 7. Well, we've been sick. It's kind of like, we're like firemen. We're 3 on, 3 off.
3 on, 3. I like it. Yeah. Well, so I had COVID.
Yes.
And that was and then my wife had COVID. And then the kids got, like, strep throat. And I'm kind of at Mary Bowl all the time now. Just kind of really focusing on getting set up for Mary Bowl, which starts the day after Black Friday. You're busy as hell getting ready for St. Nicky's and holiday season.
And then I got sick after you were recovering, and then we had, a podcast, a little date on the books, and then I got strep, and then Caroline got bronchitis.
It's been a lot.
Yeah, but we're back now.
We are back in studio. We've been doing some Zoom calls, and the quality was, it feels so much better to look you in the eye while we're talking about football.
It's better, too, because then I can look at my phone and look at stats. When I'm on that call, I can't, because I'm not using my computer, I'm using my phone.
Yeah.
And if I go to switch off it, it's just, it's better. It's better to be in person. So.
Well, let's check the standings, because I haven't even posted them. I mean, we didn't do Nashville Restaurant Radio shows. I will give a quick plug that this coming Monday, we are going to be releasing the Best of Nashville episode. So Chris Chamberlain and I sat here in studio, and we do this every year. It's an annual episode where we bring in people who won Best of Nashville, and then we do acceptance speeches. So this year's really a lot of fun. We've got Sean Porter, who is Big Daddy, coming in. He won 3 different Readers' Choice Best in Nashville Awards. We have Will Schuff, who owns the 12 South Tap Room, as well as the 51st Tap Room. He comes in and talks about his award. He won the Best OG Craft Emporium, which Chris Chamberlain gave him as a writer's pick. So Chris Chamberlain being in studio.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Yeah, and he was a great part of the show. Stephanie, my sister, Stephanie Still, who owns Killjoy, which is, she won the Best Proof That Zero Proof is Not Boring. I think Margaret Littman gave her that award. Margaret's going to be in studio next week, and we're going to interview her.
That's what Caroline said. That's cool.
We also have Brad Schmidt and Mackenzie Lunsford coming in next week to talk about their top 25.
Got a big smile on my face.
It's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be an interesting episode. I'm excited to talk about that one. And then we also had Caroline on. And Caroline, as a guest on the show, not as a host, as a guest on the show, because you guys won Best Holiday Pop-Up for St. Nicky's. Congratulations.
Thanks. I would also agree with that.
Yeah.
It's very fun. No disrespect to, you know, anyone else, but I think a lot of them are hotels, you know, and stuff, and it's kind of just, like, drinks-focused, and ours is, like, you know, we'll do, like, a pet adoption one day, and then Santa's there, and, of course, it's, you know, it's a full restaurant experience, and it's just, you know, it's a little different than everyone else, so we put a lot into it, and I'm really excited. Everyone knows I'm a number one Christmas super fan. I always have been. Caroline, kind of not so much. So every day that I go into work for the whole month of December is just, like, the best day of the year, every day in a row for, like, 30 days.
I'm going to tell you that during this interview with Caroline at the end of the show, she let the cat out of the bag that there is something really special happening this year with St. Nicky's on the patio.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to talk about it now.
Okay.
But she announces, breaking news, she announces a whole new addition to St. Nicky's that you guys are doing this year.
It's going
to
be very cool.
I am here for it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about what you guys are doing. So you're going to need to listen on Monday. Listen to the very end because Caroline's at the very end. But there's a really cool addition to St. Nicky's this year, and she announces it Monday. So there's an update on Nashville Restaurant Radio, what we're doing coming up. But I will tell you, in the Nashville Restaurant Radio Fantasy Football League, our number one player who is sitting in the catbird seat, you would think that would be Brian Baxter, but it is not.
Or Max Goldberg.
Or Max Goldberg. It is not. It is Hal Holdenbach from Lachlan Table. Team Holdenbach is 6-1, number one in the league. Number two is a tie. We have Team Goldberg. Max Goldberg is number two. And Crossontroversial Calls, which is going to be Alyssa Gentry. She beat you last week, didn't she? She crushed you last week.
She beat me by less than 1 point.
Oh.
And Max, and I've been watching, you know, I kind of like check up on everyone. And
he smoked me last week.
Through. I needed to warn him last week. I was going to text about it, and then I'm just like, I saw they were like out of town or something. But he was really, what's that called? Like, he was living too dangerously. He picked up Justin Fields and plugged him in. And Justin Fields had like two pretty good weeks. And I'm like, hey, dude, again, I've said this before. I've been watching the Bears since 1984. You cannot trust a Bears quarterback for 3 weeks in a row. And sure enough, week three, shit the bed.
Yeah. Well, and now you had the rookie start the other day.
Tyson Bagent.
He did great.
He did okay.
I mean, for a rookie starting who's...
It was a Division II, so they showed the last game that he started, which was in college.
Mm-hmm.
The opponent was the Colorado School of Mines. M-I-N-E, Mines. That was his opponent the last game that he started. And he started at Soldier Field and destroyed Las Vegas.
He looked good. He looked good. He looked poised. And I liked his swagger. He had some swagger out there.
He gets swagger points. He was kind of doing some little, like, give me some love to the crowd, hand gestures. It was good. Again, though, I kind of don't want them to win because I'm looking long term.
Yeah, I'm there with the Titans at this point, right?
I'm looking for my overall health, you know?
Let's and, just
and
tank
happiness
the
in life.
So. I think you put in, we'll get to this. We can talk about this all day long. Hurricane Ditka. Hurricane Ditka.
I'm sitting at number four.
Sitting at four all by himself.
Four and three. Yeah.
Number in fifth place.
I should be 5-2.
We have a three-team tie for fifth place.
Yeah.
Team Wilson, Tandy Wilson, in his first fantasy football foray, is jumping in fifth place. Naima Walker-Fierce from the Germantown Pub, she is in fifth place. And then also in fifth place is Team Ballou, Alex Ballou, who was like, I'm just going to lose the whole thing. I've never done this before. I don't know what I'm doing. And look at this. He's tied in fifth place. Pat Martin is in eighth place because fifth place had three, fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Martin's in eighth place at 2-5. And then sitting in eighth place, also tied at 2-5, is Beg, Burrow, and Steele, managed by me.
Yeah.
Gosh, I have just been, and my team is rock star. I feel like my team is freaking amazing.
You've had some bad breaks, but that's kind of like, this season's been very, very unpredictable, just in general, like in football in general, and then that's obviously translated over to fantasy football, so.
I have really 851 points against. You have 790. They've scored 57 more points against me. So, I mean, there's, most teams are 800. Now, Team Goldberg, 799. Yeah, I'm in the top three of people that you have your best week when you play against me.
When you play against me.
So that's good for everybody else.
Yeah.
And then in the last place, also the least amount of points for is Brian Baxter with the Butterfingers team. So there it is. That rounds out our top 10.
Let's take a look
10.
At his team really quick. It's you got Jordan Love at quarterback. Got to get that out of there.
Yeah, he's got to. He will put back in Jared Goff.
Maybe I'll text. I've got Dak sitting on the bench, and my starting quarterback is Lamar, and he's looking so good. Maybe we'll do a little trade. Maybe I'm willing to trade Dak to Baxter to give him a shot.
So let's jump into some, let's talk about the Bears and Titans real quick.
Sure.
So you're talking about the Bears, and you said, I'd like the Bears to just lose out at this point. As a fan,
so here,
are you, you're,
yeah, going into,
let's talk about that whole thing.
So going into the season, we, at the mid, you know, at the trade deadline last year, we moved both of our best players on defense, right? Robert Quinn, from the defensive line, and he's a middle linebacker that's on Baltimore.
I don't know what language you're speaking.
Baltimore now. I can't think, but either way, you know, we're selling people off. It's a fire sale, and obviously we're just like, we've got good draft picks coming up, this last pick, and Justin Fields was starting to look good, you know, obviously doing stuff with his legs, so high draft picks this year. We traded, obviously, with Carolina. They took the number one pick that we owned. We got DJ Moore. Everyone liked that. We drafted Darnell Wright, offensive
tackle. DJ Moore's a stud.
He's awesome. Mm-hmm. Darnell Wright is the offensive tackle out of Tennessee. He's looked okay. He's looked like an offensive lineman that's a rookie. But really, all this year, I just wanted to see progress of Justin Fields because he's still on the rookie contract. We want to know if he's the guy. We're still going to suck, most likely. The Vegas over-under was, I think, 6.5 wins. So more likely than not, they're going to have 6 wins or less. So we'll still have a good draft pick, but we're like, let's just make sure Justin Fields is the guy.
And doesn't
we've already started to build around him.
Injury.
He, dude, I've never seen anyone regress like that in 3 games. This is also, now it's his second year with the system, second year with the coach. That was always kind of the thing, his first 2 years, different coaches, different offensive coordinators, different systems. And just like, he looks like the game is too fast. He's making terrible decisions. He's not pulling the trigger. He's getting sacked like crazy. He fumbled. He's historically like a fumbler and just was doing it again. And so when he went down with a thumb injury, I'm like, good. Because now we're like, let's tank.
Well,
so now Tyson Bajan, I mean, it was I was cheering. I was obviously, I want to see. I'm just like, this is fun. You know, I would like to see them win some games and still keep a high draft pick because there's 2 really, really, really good quarterbacks, Drake May from North Carolina and Caleb Williams from University of South California, Southern California, USC. So, and as of right now, the Bears own the number 1 and 2 picks because we have Carolina's pick.
Oh, nice.
Who's number 1 right now.
Wow.
They've only had 1 win.
Oh, so we want them to continue to lose. You have whatever their first round pick is, you get it?
We get their first round pick.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Plus the pick that we own naturally is pick 2.
Which you guys would be sitting real nice.
Well, that's never happened in the history of the NFL. No team has picked 1-2 naturally without trading on game day.
Yeah.
Or on draft day. So either way, I just kind of want them to not do great. I'm looking to build. I'm done with Justin Fields.
What? Listen, here's the thing. I went to the first Colts game. The first Colts game of the season, I was there.
Right.
I was sitting right there. And I'm watching Richardson, and I'm like, he gets back in the pocket, and then he does a check down, and then he runs. Like, that was his thing. I'm like, he just would just start running. And it's like, the guy, Pittman's open. Mm-hmm. Downs is open. You've got Pierce. He's open. Like, and he doesn't see him. He's not seeing him. He just knows he has that talent to run, so he just runs because he's not seeing him. And I feel like these running quarterbacks, a la Justin Fields, you get back there. I remember his first 3 games last year, he only attempted like 6 passes or something. It was like, it was all running, and it was all running. And it's like, those guys get hurt.
Yeah.
Those guys get hurt. Tom Brady didn't run. Peyton Manning didn't run. Justin Herbert doesn't run. Like, these guys that sit back in the pocket and can really do the checkdowns, and they can have vision and see where people are going, and they can locate, and they can throw the ball really well.
You can't win like that. Like, Fields has like 31 starts, and he has 3 wins. He's 3 wins. You know,
I mean,
something like that.
I think Jalen Hurts, to me, is like a perfect quarterback.
He's awesome.
You look at Jalen Hurts, and he just sits back in the pocket, and he get, but then he also sees vision. He knows where he can run. He knows where the first down marker is, and he uses his legs to get first downs and to score touchdowns.
The tush push.
The tush push is perfect. The brotherly shove, like to call it in like Pittsburgh or in Philadelphia, yeah, right? Sure. But he doesn't just run because he doesn't know what to do. If he doesn't know what to do, he throws the ball away. But he stays healthy. I mean, I say that, knock on wood. I've got him in 2 other leagues. But I've been watching him for that. So then we pivot to the Titans.
He's also gotten a lot better once they got A.J. Brown.
we know at the Titans that we're not going to have Tannehill. I mean, he's not the quarterback of the future. We have Malik Willis and Will Levis as two guys we've drafted because we're trying to develop them. At this point in the season, my take is interchange those guys. Start them different weeks. Like, start Will Levis next week and see what he does.
Well, that's the plan this week.
See where – is it Will Levis?
They said – Will. I think Will Levis is getting the start, but they said they will both play.
Okay, well, let them both play for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Like, Tannehill, I mean, I loved him, and I don't – he's not the future. Like, let's start getting these guys game time ready. Mm-hmm. I don't care if we win in the game. Like, let's use the rest of the season as preseason, essentially.
That's kind of how I feel, too.
Yeah, like, let's use – and if we lose every game, great. Let's get a great pick.
Yeah.
Like, it's not – you got to go out there to win every week. Like, at this point, I'd rather set our – we have all this cap space. We just got rid of Byard. Well, no, I mean, he likes to win. But and their fans show – they don't want to show up to a preseason game. You won't sell the tickets. I mean, it's a business after all. And if you're on a fan, if you have, you know, DeAndre Hopkins on your fantasy team, you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Now they're just going to throw in the backups to try and figure out who's good. I mean, you drafted this team hoping they're going to win all year long, but now it's not. I'm, as a Titans fan, I'm like, let's just scrap the season. We're not making the play. We aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
No.
That ain't happening. And I guess if you bet the Titans the beginning of the year, $100 on the 400-1 that they win, maybe you're like, well, I'm out my money.
I did bet on them to win the AFC South, which looks like that's definitely not happening.
No, I mean, the Colts are looking really good.
Colts Minshew look okay. Mania. Yeah, Minshew's like so up and down. He's the best.
I like him.
He's the best like backup quarterback when he doesn't start. Right, he'll come in and just like or like his first start, you know, and then it's like he you know gets back to what Gardner Minshew is, but. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the Titans either. Yeah, I think that, like you said, it's time for – it is – they were one of the big movers here at the trade deadline, selling Byard. That's – into Philly again. So we've traded, two of the best players that this franchise has had in, 15 years. Kevin Byard's definitely
the best. Do they have pictures of Vrabel or something? Like, what is going on?
Seriously. Because what did we get for A.J. Brown? I think we turned that into Treylon Burks.
This is what we got. We got Treylon Burks for A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's not great.
No, when you watch what A.J. Brown can do on the
and
field.
Then I think Byard for like a fifth and a sixth round pick next
fourth,
year.
I think a fourth and a fifth.
Fourth and a fifth. Still not great.
And no, but he helps Philadelphia immediately.
You think there's some? We'll know for sure. If Derrick Henry is... He's getting less touches than Tajay Spears.
I kind of feel like Derrick Henry, like I felt about Pecorine. Like, if we would have traded Pecorine 2 years before he retired, we could have got massive value out of him. And I'm emotional about it because I love Pecorine and what he did for Nashville and all that stuff. But, man, if we could have picked up some draft picks for him, you set us up for the next 10 years. If you can get the rest of the year, we're done. Right, so if you go the rest of the year, we're not going to do anything. And if you can trade Derrick Henry right now and get a second round pick,
I mean, that could. He's second round.
Brock Purdy was the Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take Brock Purdy on our team in a heartbeat. That guy's great.
Our starting quarterback last week was undrafted.
I mean, if we could get somebody like that, I mean, you never know who you're going to get in a draft.
Yeah.
But if we can be specific and we know exactly where those holes are, it's almost like in a restaurant. Like, if I know where I need, I can coach people up. You don't know anything about our menu. I'm going to teach you the menu. That's what coaches do. If you can know well in advance what you need, then you can really teach. And I know they know that stuff.
Sure.
This is what they do. But I'm just tired of losing and consistently losing. You know, it's terrible that on August the 8th is Jeff Fisher Day. Yeah. You know, I mean, the Titans are 8-8. That's just what we do. You know, yep. A couple years ago when we made it to the final. Anyway, I'm ready to see the Titans be good.
Because it's 17-game season.
So let's look at some matchups for this week.
Let's look at our matchups. Yep.
Let's look at some matchups. Let's get back to our
Let's get off team. This depressing.
Yeah, no shit.
Talking about the Bears and the Titans. Do we have anyone still listening to the podcast?
It doesn't matter because we're just having fun talking. I mean, we just get to do this. We're just sharing this conversation. Somebody out there is screaming at the thing going, no, we got to win right now. And there's a bunch of people nodding their heads going, man, I feel the same.
Listen, I bet there are actually a lot of, there's a lot of transplants from Chicago to Nashville. So I'm sure there's a good little market there of people that follow both teams. So,
So I feel good about
my... So thanks for listening.
I feel good about my matchup this week. I'm up against Pat Martin or Wyatt Martin, whoever's managing the team. This is the battle of the stinkers,
yeah.
Right? This is the last place battle. Whoever wins this will not be in last place anymore. So that's good. I got that going for
that's
me.
That's true.
Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen. Josh Jacobs versus Ramondre Stevenson, which I've seen Ezekiel Elliott getting a lot more carries recently, which
yeah, I think he punched one in last week.
Yeah, he did. Kenneth Walker III versus Aaron Jones.
He's both of them questionable.
Both are questionable. He's going to play. He's just resting. Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson. I'm going to take Chase on that one. Brandon Ayuk versus Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk's been on fire, and the matchup that Christian Kirk has at Pittsburgh is good. Mm-hmm. Darren Waller versus Evan Ingram. Adam Thielen versus Pittman Jr. San Francisco versus the Jets. Now,
so you were just saying before this, you're like, oh, dude, my sleeper is Adam Thielen. And I'm like, is he doing good? Because it's like he's on Carolina, and it's...
He's on fire.
Who's their
quarterback? He averages 21.1 points a week.
With Bryce out. Who's I can't even think of who Carolina's starting quarterback is.
I don't know. He's a number one. He's a tier one wide receiver now.
Yeah,
and he was fantastic in Minnesota too.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
But he's averaging 21 points a game.
That's wild.
Yeah, he gets like 10 to 12 catches a game and usually scores a touchdown. Man, he's doing great for me, and he was on a bye last week, which killed me.
I guess he's option like 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
So
I mean, he's the person they throw the ball to.
Might as well.
So that scares me, but the Jets defense and the Giants, the Jets are going to just crush the Giants this week. Defensively, I don't see the Giants scoring a bunch of points against that Jets defense. So it's a pretty close matchup. I'm projected 10 points ahead on that one. I'm going to pick myself to win this one because I need it and I'm feeling strong.
I'm going to pick you too. I think it's close. That has you projected to win by what, 11 points? Mm-hmm. It'll probably be about that. I bet it's maybe a little closer.
All right, the next team we have is Team Fierce, which is Nyima Walker-Fierce from the Germantown Pub versus Controversial Calls. Alyssa Gangeri over at Buttermilk Ranch, she is projected 53% to 47%. She's projected 119 points to Naima's 111. Now, it looks like, I mean, Alyssa's got three players that are questionable. She's got Tyreek Hill, Zach Moss. And Zach Moss is losing carries like crazy right now because Jonathan Taylor is back.
Yes.
So that is an interesting start.
Tyreek Hill should play. He went out and back in the same game. And I saw that he didn't practice today, but I don't know. I feel like he's going to play.
I think he's a gamer. He'll show up. Yeah. She picked up Puka Nacua.
Yes.
That was a good pickup by her. I mean, he's just been on fire. But
he's in the top 10 in points.
Now, Nyima has Russell Wilson as her starting quarterback, and I imagine she'll go ahead and put in Justin Herbert.
She should.
Right? That would be a smart call.
Yes. I'm looking at who else she has. Yes, Herbert.
That Devin Singletary, I'd probably take out. I mean, maybe Miles Sanders, but I don't know what, I mean, again, that Carolina thing. Or even A.J. Dillon. She's got Kelsey, which is massive, and then that Jahan Dodson. I don't know what to do there with that.
Kelsey's been on fire since.
I'd put Devontae Smith in over Dodson.
Since the whole thing. Since the, you know, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. She's given him some kind of energy.
It's wild. It's wild. I saw
172 yards last week.
So every time they show her in the box, she's talking to his mom. What is, they presumably never met before.
Yeah.
What's the difference in age? 35 years? And Travis Kelce's mom is like, she's like, they're kind of like blue collar chick from like Eastern Ohio, right? And that kind of like where they're from, they're like,
I know nothing about.
They're like Rust Belt folks. What is Taylor Swift talking to his mom about for 3.5 hours every Sunday?
Well, she also
talks to
Brittany Mahomes.
And they have a secret handshake.
They have a secret handshake.
Maybe she's just, like, the most interesting person in the world. Fuck Dos Equis. It's Taylor Swift. She can talk to anyone for hours. She can instantly bond and create secret handshakes.
I don't
with
doubt.
People she's never met. This is what it is.
I don't doubt. I mean, Taylor Swift.
I just made that take up right now.
Is amazing. I mean, she's the way she is for a reason. Yeah. She's who she is for a reason. Sure. I read a quote from the dad, from Travis and Jason Kelce's dad. And he said, I don't really know much about Taylor Swift, but I know she's a worldwide, like, superstar. He's like, and I'm there in the suite, and I meet her, and she's very nice. And then there's, like, a commercial break, And she's walking around picking up plates and putting them in the picking up beer cans and stuff in the suite and like putting them in the trash can. And I'm like, we have people for that. And she's this international star and she's just back there cleaning up plates. Like she's just there. Like, I don't think that's like a show. I think that's just like who she is. I think she's just like a good person and she's down to earth. And that's the thing that like messes everything up is that she's supposed to be a diva and all this other stuff, but she's not.
Sure.
And people don't know how to handle that. Mm. And she's just there hanging out with his mom. Like if
my mom was the game,
she's just hanging out with the mom. Yeah. The dad sees her. She's hanging out with Brittany. Now, Brittany Mahomes is the one that I'd be like, why is she now in the suite with Taylor? Like she's like, oh, I'm going to go hang with Taylor. I can see that, but I don't know. I think it's really cool, and I think
she wasn't hanging in the suite before.
And she wasn't hanging with the Kelsey's parents. Now Taylor's there. She's like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
they keep showing her in the suite. I'm gonna go hang out there.
I saw that in Quarterback. We watched. Did you watch Quarterback? Did we talk about that?
I started watching it, but
she had her own box.
Really?
Yeah. With Jackson Mahomes was always there. Now he's in the box too. I saw that with Taylor Swift. I'm like, get Jackson Mahomes away from Taylor Swift.
Who I don't even know who Jackson Mahomes is.
That's it's Patrick's younger brother that just like TikTok dances.
Oh, okay.
On like in the end zone and I think he got charged for like a sexual harassment thing recently in Kansas City for trying to like make out with a restaurant manager or server.
He's in the orbit of Patrick Mahomes and he's capitalizing on it.
He's his younger brother.
Okay.
But he's like the younger brother, you know, who's just like the
stereotypical younger brother.
My brother's rich. He bought me this gold chain. I do the gritty on TikTok.
I love it.
That's a terrible person.
We talked about the theories that Taylor's a Philadelphia fan and she's waiting until the Super Bowl to break up with him.
Maybe.
So when it's the Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl, she can like mess with them, and then the Eagles will win.
Some like little headline I just read that someone asked Jason Kelce about it, and he's like, you know, it seems to be good, but there's, you know, a little bit does kind of worry me, and I'm just like, that's not an article I'm gonna read, but I'll file that headline away just to, you know, there's too much to take in right now. There's like
the whole thing.
We're right in the middle of football season. We got the World Series is set. Hockey started, basketball started. That's not an article I need to read, but I'm gonna file it away, and then we'll see.
This is the hard hitting analysis that people come to expect from us.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is why our fantasy football show is different.
I think so,
and I love it.
I think so.
This is why there's no start sit questions. We're just
the more we go off the rails, kind of the better for this show.
So. I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
So croissant traversal calls with Team Fierce. I'm gonna go. I think Naima's gonna fix her lineup. I think she's going to take out Jahan Dotson. She's going to put in Devontae Smith against Washington.
Got to put in Herbert.
Put Herbert in. And I think what you're looking at projection-wise, I think Herbert's projected...
Should be more like
50. Five more points. And then Devontae is projected four more points.
So that should give her a slight
edge. Miles Sanders over Singletary is four more points. I mean, that's 12, 13 points.
So that would
she can add...
That would give her like a 5-point lead. So,
I'm gonna go Naima if she makes those updates. I may have to text her.
Yeah, tell her
help her out there.
You got a new like consulting gig you're offering.
I'm just trying to help.
Hurricane or matchup adjustment.
I'm gonna have her listen to this episode and maybe she can jump in with her Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce thoughts. We can do a whole roundtable next week about their thoughts around any conspiracy.
We'll do that as like because we're coming up. There's not a true midseason anymore because there's 17 games, but next week is week 8, so maybe we can bring in do a midseason recap and then everyone's favorite off the field storyline.
I love it. Okay, so let's get into the next. This is a strategic. This one, there might be some bets placed. By the way, did you beat Max Kohlberg?
No, he beat me.
So he gets to come have dinner with his bride
Keenan Allen had like 48 points.
Oh, that's right. You got worked. Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
So this week we have Max Kohlberg playing Brian Baxter. So we have a strategic hospitality matchup. Showdown. This one could get ugly.
Yeah.
Because
Max is in second place.
And he's projected to just swallow Brian whole right now.
It's not looking good. I told him, though, right off the bat, I said, Jordan Love's got to get out of there. So.
And I mean, Max is his team is stacked right now at 132 points.
Stacked.
But then he on the bench has Akers, who looked really good the other day. Akers was coming on strong over Madison.
That. Oh, see, I didn't get
the he out touched Madison and out out yardage. He had three catches for 30 yards and then 16 rushes or something for another. I mean, he outpaced Madison the other day. So that's an interesting thing. Dalvin Cook on the bench, Juju Smith-Schuster, Zach Ertz on IR. He's got two players. He had Kyren Williams out.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields, who's doubtful. So and Trevor Lawrence is not a bad backup.
He should just get Justin Fields. It's a bad Juju. Just get him off the team.
He's going to infect the rest of his lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's projected. I'm going to Brian Baxter has Jared Goff on the bench. He could put him in for Jared Love. Is it Jared Love? Jordan Love, sorry.
Jordan Love, yeah, yeah.
Doing this wrong.
Give the Miami defense over New England. That'd be a big upgrade over Tampa Bay against defense. There's just some adjustments we can make, but I still think, dude, Max's team is very good, like, right now.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Gibbs, McCaffrey, Lawrence, Keenan Allen, Njoku. And even the kicker Carlson's doing great. I mean, he's crushing it. Goldberg's on fire. Which brings us to the, not the final matchup today, but the other marquee matchup here that we've got. This is Hurricane Ditka. I'm going to say it in that voice.
Yeah.
Versus Team Holden Page. Now, you are playing the best team in the league
I'm
right now.
Playing the best
6-1 Team Holden Page. You're projected at 129.8. He's projected 134.1. This is a coin flip. This is a 3rd-and-1 call that Mostert gets or Pollard gets. And do they score or not? Like, that could be the difference in the entire game.
What I'm looking at is he has both wide receivers as questionable, the tight end and his flex position, which is Saquon Barkley, listed as questionable. I haven't really heard. I don't know about Kamara, but I think Barkley plays. I don't know about Hockenson. We'll see. Maybe injuries may swing this a little bit for me. I'll take what I can get.
What an embarrassment of riches he has over there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's starting Tua, but he also has Jalen Hurts on the bench. I mean, even if this isn't his starting lineup, he's crushing. Like, who do you pick? Tua, which is scheduled 18.9, or Jalen, which is 22. I'd pick Jalen, but that's just me.
Against Washington, I don't know, man. I think he could put up a lot against New England, even though they beat Buffalo.
He's got Alvin Kamara, Raheem Mostert, A.J. Brown.
But smoked.
I would stack that A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I would put that too.
Especially against Washington. He's got the Bears defense against the Chargers. I would probably maybe pick a different defense.
Let's not try to help him too much, though.
Why? I mean, you know, that's what we're here to do. It's not like they're listening.
I think you should drop Tua and Jalen, trade for Fields.
And give the rest of the league a chance?
Yeah, yeah.
So you are sitting with Lamar Jackson, who's been an absolute stud.
He's been balling out. He MVP talk now, officially.
Oh, you know what happened to you last week was Bijan Robinson got sick. Zero. And he got 0.3 points the whole week.
So I won last week despite
I thought you lost last week by less than a point.
No, it was the week before.
Oh.
I can't even think of the name. So whoever was supposed to be Kyren Williams' backup in the other running back in LA
Henderson?
Rams. Yeah. I picked up, no, it wasn't Henderson, it was Evans.
Okay.
He was listed next on the depth chart. I scooped him up, like, on Tuesday. I'm like, sweet, got it. Between him and Bijan Robinson, 0.3 points. That was my running back. 0.3 points. I can only imagine. And I had to play Pollard, or I had to bench Pollard because Dallas was on a bye.
Yeah.
So I had, like, four people on byes last week, and I still won. So I'm feeling good about McLaurin's been really doing good.
He started off real slow. I mean, he's up or down. You never know with Howell what he's gonna do.
He's like the Adam Thielen though. He's your first option. He's your second option. He's your third.
But they're
option.
Throwing to Samuel and Dotson too. I mean, every time I'm like, McLaurin's open. I mean, he didn't have one catch in the first half last week, and then he caught like eight in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have. I have him on my two other leagues. I have him, so I'm watching McLaurin. But he didn't have one catch in the first half. And then the second half, he had like eight catches. And I was like, well, thank God he salvaged that week for me.
I just think what would maybe why I feel spunky, I'm going to go ahead and pick myself. But like my guys, like my QB, Lamar, if they're playing Arizona, then Tony Dellis is playing Rams. Zay Flowers, again, at Arizona. Dallas Goedert at Washington. Breece Hall at New York Giants. I think these are poised to be some... These are teams they can beat up on and score a lot of points.
You are definitely have favorable matchups.
I got good matchups this week.
You really do.
So I'm going to pick myself.
All those question marks over there. I'm picking Team Hal Holdenbach. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to beat you.
You think so?
Even with his matchups. I mean, he's got New England. You know, Miami against New England, I think they're going to run all day on that. Mm. Kamara, you doing right? Washington, his matchups aren't bad either, except for that DJ Moore. I don't know what's going to happen there. But Hockenson against Green Bay, he's going to go off. Saquon against the Jets, that's a tough matchup. I don't know. I'm going to pick Howell on this one. I feel like his team has better staying power. I think that his players perform on a more consistent basis every single week, and I think that you're dependent on the matchups to a degree in some of these.
Yeah. My team's wildly inconsistent. So
that's just a. I'm sorry, I love you, but sometimes we have to make the hard calls.
That's okay.
Last one.
So we're split.
We're split on that one. Team Ballou and Team Wilson. This is a coin flip. 119-123. We'll probably have some updates as far as quarterbacks go. We may start C.J. Stroud against Carolina for Tandy.
Yeah, I think so.
Alex has that. Patrick Mahomes. He's going to start him. He's got Derrick Henry. He's going to start him. Damian Pierce, you going to start him?
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy, Jordan Addison.
Did you see Mark that Andrews, Jerry Pacheco? Jeudy, Steve Smith beef? Remember Steve Smith, who was like the Carolina receiver?
Oh, yeah. No, I did see that.
He
did
see,
like,
that. See the sideline reporter, and he called him a Jag, short for just a guy. He was like, you know what? When you say this kind of – I can't remember whatever quote he had. He was, you know, tried to give him some advice, and Jerry Jeudy was basically like, yeah, don't come off me. Like, I don't talk to people like you. And he's like, you know, not being able to take advice from me, a Hall of Fame wide receiver, Steve Smith. That's why you're a Jag, just a guy. And then he, like, took off his tie and handed the microphone off and, like, walked off.
I saw that.
I was like, that was crazy. I loved it. That was great.
I was watching the day, and I was like, there's got to be so much
drama behind
the scenes.
I agree. I'm off on Jeudy. I think Jeudy is trash, unfortunately. I love these Alabama players. I'm an Alabama fan. I like to see him come in and do good. He's not a guy, though.
He's just a guy?
He's just a guy.
I don't know. I'm looking at Team Wilson. CeeDee Lamb, that T. Higgins coming back from injury. Glad he's back for my Joe Burrow.
OBJ is healthy again.
And Pitts has been on fire in Atlanta. He's been catching massive balls. They were throwing the ball to Jonnu Smith a lot.
Has he?
And they've Kyle Pitts been last 2 weeks, he's caught like six passes each week.
Yeah. Last week he had 7.7 points, but double digits a couple weeks before that. It's just you don't know what, like, I don't know why Arthur Smith doesn't. He has all these weapons. You got Drake London and Pitts and Bijan Robinson, and then they score like 16 points. I don't get it.
What do you think about Deontay Foreman?
I think I like that pickup in the offseason. I mean, it's good when we have to play a third string running back and he's still.
He did great last week, man.
Stuff.
Three touchdowns.
I don't know if, like, they might be keyed up on him now, though. I don't trust the Bears this week. Honestly, I wouldn't. I think that was, like, a good. It was at home. It was a new quarterback, little shakeup. I think they'll just kind of. They'll get back to. I wouldn't play anybody.
I'm a little nervous about Tandy's team because he has Jonathan Taylor, he has Jeff Wilson Jr. He has Deontay Foreman and Gus
Etienne
Edwards.
Etienne is the second highest rated running back.
Yeah. I mean, and Etienne. I mean, like, he picked some people that weren't starting the season off great.
Right.
But now are in midseason form and they're all healthy. And he's an embarrassment of riches. I mean, I think that he could pick. I mean, in his flex spot, he has Austin Eckler.
Where is he at in the standings? Middle. So he's tied for third.
Yeah, I think he's gonna. I think he's gonna finish. He's gonna make the playoffs.
I think they'll make. What do we do? Playoffs? Top four?
I'm gonna try and trade him for one of these running backs he has. My God, he's just stacked.
We need to get everyone on a group text and be like, "Hey,
we have that.
Let's make some. We do.
We do have that.
Me too. But we just use it. We don't use it for anything productive.
No. I'm going to pick Team Wilson.
I'm going to go with Team Wilson.
I'm going
Tandy
on this one. Yeah. Full send.
I think we're united on everything except
your game.
My game. So.
Sorry, man. We have to have some. We can't just be like, yeah, we all agree on everything.
Yeah, that's less exciting.
Hey, let's talk about the game tonight. We have Tampa Bay versus Buffalo.
Buffalo is so weird.
Buffalo is, I think Tampa Bay is trash.
Oh,
Godwin
yeah.
hasn't
Baker
done anything.
Good for a sec,
but Baker has a, he's questionable going tonight. He's going to play. He's got a neck injury or something. He's got something going on. Maybe it's a leg. I think Godwin has the neck thing, and then Baker's is in his non-throwing arm or something. Mike Evans is the only one on that team who's worth anything, in my opinion, as far as fantasy goes. But you look at what the Bills are going to do, and Murray on Latavius Murray.
They just came off. That
is looking
that
real good. He's getting a lot of carries.
Sucked. That loss sucked though. So I've been in, a pick'em, like a weekly pick'em. I hadn't lost a game, and I hadn't really picked any, like I hadn't picked Philly yet, San Fran, Dallas, Buffalo, Jacksonville. I haven't used any of these picks. I've been like winning with like, you know, Washington, Seattle, like all these little. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna pick one. I'm gonna take Buffalo. They should smoke the Patriots, and they just lost that last minute drive. And just Josh Allen is so like, if it starts to go bad, he can't turn it around. He just can't turn it around. The harder he tries, the more YOLO his throws get, and it's bad. You know?
YOLO.
So he just starts throwing up like 50-50 balls.
That's funny.
So I don't know if I trust them, but I hope they should beat.
Let's look at
because they're so confusing. They beat the week. Was it the week? It's hard to remember week to week. But I think the week after Miami scored 70, Buffalo beat them by like 20. So you're like, what? You can't even like figure this team out. So
well, when Gabe Davis is on, when he hits Gabe Davis, that's my theory. When he hits Gabe, when Gabe Davis gets involved in the game, because Stephon Diggs is a hog.
Yeah, he's already like he's I think the best receiver.
There, Jared Allen.
Most points for, I think.
Jared Allen. Josh Allen. Josh Allen's looking for Diggs number one all the time.
Yeah.
When he can spread the ball around to Davis, and also to note, Dawson Knox is out tonight. So Dalton Kincaid.
It's Kincaid.
And Knox is heading towards the IR. So Kincaid is going to be your absolute bell cow tight end in Buffalo.
I think I dropped Kincaid, or I may still have him.
Go pick up Kincaid if you can right now, because he's going to be the target. But you really got Diggs, you got Cook, Davis, and then Kincaid. Latavius Murray's doing well, but that's it. That's who you're going to throw to. Shakur? Khalil Shakur? Is he going to be the – no, he's not going to be the guy. So I think Gabe Davis is a key. If they can get the ball to Gabe Davis, and he scored a touchdown as like the second through fifth weeks every week, he's a deep threat, and they're going to double Diggs, but Diggs gets all the passes. When they try and force the ball to Diggs, I don't think that's a positive thing. They have to spread it around, and they have talent to do that. They're just not doing that. I think that Diggs is a hog.
The thing that was really concerning, so like, you know, obviously they shut down Miami. That's how they beat them. But they've lost like a couple. Matt Milano's out. They've lost, and they lost someone else, a cornerback, a safety, like their defense was looking sus. That's why Mac Jones, with a minute and 30 left, just marched 70 yards down the field and won last week. You know, I'm just like,
it's a thing.
Damn, dude. Just like a couple players. Tampa Bay is 3-3. I had no idea. I just had to look. I'm like, what is Tampa Bay? Because truth be told, I haven't watched a lot of NFC South football. This year, between the Falcons, Saints, Carolina, and TB, there's not a lot of good games to be had there.
Watch the game today,
but the Bucks are still. I mean, they're still in. If they win, they're tied for first.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, they're Mayfield's done well. I don't know what his injury is going to be and how. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what it does. But I think that Josh Allen is a solid play tonight. I think Diggs is a solid play.
Yeah,
Mike Evans is the only person on that team I would play. I don't know. I mean, Godwin, I think, is always a candidate.
Like, he's like a 5-point player or a 14-point.
It's a similar thing. Mayfield's getting back in the pocket, and he's looking for Mike Evans. And if he's not there, I mean, do you give it to Rashad White? Is that what you're doing? It's not going to Godwin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a So this is gonna be an interesting game tonight. I'm excited to watch it. But
I looked at the spread. I haven't looked at it. It's Tampa. Do you know how many points Tampa's getting? Because it's in Buffalo.
8.
9.5.
Yeah, I mean that's how bad. That's what I'm like. I think Buffalo's gonna slaughter them.
Buffalo should win.
But Buffalo should win. I don't think that Tampa is gonna do anything tonight. And if you're doing daily fantasy, I'm looking at daily fantasy. Josh Allen's $11,800. Diggs is 11-4. Mike Evans is 10. Baker Mayfield's 9,200. And then it just drops off from there. I think you have.
That's pretty much the game script. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got James Cook. James Cook
is sort of the.
Is there. But I mean, James Cook is there, but he's not getting the goal line carries. I think Murray, 4 times for 8 yards, caught both his targets for 20 yards against New England. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's your tonight's game. I don't know. I mean, I think that's the show. We're 45 minutes in.
Cool.
You want to talk about anything else?
No, I used to do picks, but like we kind of we only did the first few, and now it's like we got
never
sick.
Held each other accountable on those either.
We got to next time we'll sign up for the little online one so you can just make the picks.
I'll say if you're listening to this and there's anything you want us to talk about, as long as it's not, I mean, it could be Taylor Swift. I really don't care. But if there's any questions you have or anything, when I make the post.
It's obvious that I'm willing to talk about it.
Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let us know in the post. Post, when we post, say, what do you want to talk about? Let us know what you're curious about. And maybe we'll do the next show live and we can do start sits and all that stuff. But clearly, we know a little bit about what we're talking about. We're not experts.
Cool.
We're people that work in restaurants that are in a league, and we want to bring awareness to the Giving Kitchen.
Yes. Talk about it.
Because the Giving Kitchen is amazing, and they help restaurant workers. If you are out there and you need help, you've broken your ankle, you have been diagnosed with cancer, you're an alcoholic and you need to go to rehab, but damn it, I can't go to rehab because I'm paycheck to paycheck and I can't pay my mortgage. They will help you the first time. You can't do it multiple times. But if you need to go to rehab and you need somebody to pay your bills while you're gone, you need to call or check out thegivingkitchen.org. They're here to help restaurant workers. Anybody who works in a restaurant, if you're a manager, if you're an owner, if you're a chef, you work in the kitchen, this is a resource that we want to get the word out that they're here to help you. So this is the Giving Kitchen. They're amazing. And I also want to send a shout out to SuperSource and Jason Ellis, because when I told him we were doing this, he's like, dude, I want to sponsor that. That sounds awesome. So we're taking his sponsorship. Will be a donation. If you out there want to sponsor this, if you want us to talk about you in the show, whatever it may be, we would love to do that. Any money that you give us is going to be donated directly to the Giving Kitchen. If you just want to make a donation, you can make a donation on Venmo at Nashville RR. That's what it is. Nashville RR. That is our, there's a Nashville Restaurant Radio logo for the Venmo there. Please feel free to make a donation. That money will go directly to the Giving Kitchen. That's why we're doing this. We are not doing this because we get paid to do this. You getting paid to do this?
I'm not getting paid.
I'm not getting paid to do this either. We're doing this because we love the Giving Kitchen, and that's what the entire league is about. It's all us people in the industry who want to bring about information and news and awareness around the Giving Kitchen. So this is the, and I didn't mention it throughout the show. I was so excited to have you in studio. We didn't mention any of this, but Jason Ellis over at SuperSource, when I first told him, he's like, hell yeah, man, I want to be involved. What can I do? And I love that guy. I have a bromance with Jason Ellis, kind of like I do Sean Porter, you'll hear about in the episode Monday. But
looking forward to that episode.
Tony, thanks for spending the time today.
Yeah.
So much fun, man.
Next week, we can do it. 2 weeks in a row.
Hell yeah, we can. Yeah. We'll do 3-on-3 off, right?
Yeah, so we got two more.
We got two more we got to do.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do 4. Maybe we can keep it going. And hopefully we can put together an end-of-the-year award ceremony we can invite everybody to. It'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. And may the injury bug not bite you.
Correct.